What he just did is, from my perspective, an act of bullying.
Greg Rabb is an openly gay city council member in Jamestown. He says for years he's been fighting for the rights of members of the LGBT community. This new directive by President Trump now leaves it up to states and schools to decide on use of bathrooms and locker rooms for transgender students. But Rabb says too many transgender members are the most vulnerable and need protection.
But why is he putting us in reverse and then turning it over to the states? A lot of states simply aren't going to do what I think is the right thing, again, exposing our transgender youth to all sorts of problems, including violence and death. I don't know how the man can sleep at night when he does stuff like this.
But here in New York, a state law calls on schools to provide safety for transgender students. Cuomo is urging the state education department to make sure that this is clear for all school districts. WBFO News also spoke with State Supreme Court Justice Jeanette Ogden in Buffalo. Ogden noted the federal directive was only a guideline, not a law.
And so what they did was simply indicate that states are free to make their own determinations. And in New York State, we already have a law that addresses the issues of bathroom-related matters for LGBTQ communities. And so we have to look for the resources that may be available so that we can implement that existing law.
Buffalo attorney Tracy Lopardi is an expert on education law with Harris Beach. Lopardi tells us she expects school districts to still struggle with this issue.
School districts are going to need to, proceed very cautiously with regard to every student's comfort level, wherever they are, as well as the parent comfort level, and making sure that all students are protected. Why is this a state issue when Title IX is a federal law?
The state attorney general and state education commissioner issued a joint statement. They say they vehemently objected to Trump's decision, but vow transgender students will be protected across New York State. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.